最近呢，在自媒体上，越来越多的看到外卖大军的规模。
Recently, I have seen more and more self-media content about the scale of the delivery army.
在很多商圈里，等单的外卖骑手百无聊赖。
Many delivery riders in commercial areas are bored.
因为骑手越来越多嘛，
Because there are more and more riders.
相对来说就是单子越来越少。
In relative terms, the number of single people is decreasing.
外卖骑手严重过剩，超过5倍。
The number of delivery riders has increased by more than 5 times.
也就是说，
That is to say,
五个骑手抢一单生意。
five riders compete for a business.
全国骑手已经达到了2000万人。
2,000 people have already started waking up at 5 a.m.
每天在路上跑单的人多达1000多万。
There are over 10 million people who ride every day.
外卖行业正常健康的骑手数量应该是在400万左右。
The normal and healthy number of delivery riders in the industry should be around 400,000.
而如今呢？
And now,
足足多出了1600万人。
More than 1.6 million people were added.
以前在北京、上海，一天跑35单。
Previously, I could run 35 miles in a day in Beijing and Shanghai.
是非常正常的。
This is very normal.
现在跑一天12个小时。
Now running for 12 hours a day.
也就20单左右。
Around 20 or so.
配送费呢，也从过去的9块钱直接斩杀到现在的3块多钱。
The delivery fee has also been directly slashed from the previous 9 yuan to more than 3 yuan now.
甚至有些地区呢更低。
Even some regions are even lower.
北上广这种一线城市配送费。
The delivery fees in first-tier cities like Beijing and Shanghai.
平常一单呢是4块到4.8块钱。
Normally, it's between 4 and 4.80.
5晚高峰。
Five rush hours.
5.2到6.5一单。
Five from 2 to 6, one from 5.
而东北。
And northeast.
沈阳、大连这种规模的城市。
Jinan, Dalian, and other cities of this scale.
平常一单是3块多到4块钱。
Normally, a single order costs more than $3 or $4.
5晚高峰。
Five rush hours.
一单是4块出头到5块多钱。
One is between $4 and $5.
跑一天呢，甚至跑不上20单。
I've been running for a day, but I can't even run more than 20 miles.
赚不到100块钱。
Don't expect to make $100.
现在众包骑手就更没法做了。
Currently, the gig economy riders are even more difficult.
单价低，骑手多。
Low price, many riders.
我之前呢也是众包骑手。
I used to be a crowdsourced delivery rider.
但最近呢就没做。
But recently, I haven't been doing it.
根本就做不了。
I can't do it.
同病相怜的还有网约车，也一样严重的超饱和状态。
The same goes for ride-hailing services, which are also experiencing a severe state of oversupply.
据深圳交通局发布的官方提醒，
According to the official reminder issued by the Shenzhen Traffic Bureau,
4月份深圳网约车日均接单量只有13单。
In April, the average number of orders for ride-hailing services in Shenzhen was only 13.
已经号召
called
大家不要再进入网约车这个行业了。
Everyone, please don't enter the ride-hailing industry anymore.
就目前来说呢
Currently,
灵活就业的蓄水池已经出现人满为患的高压预警状态。
The pool of flexible employment has reached a state of severe shortage with a high pressure warning.
为什么会外卖和网约车的人越来越多呢？
Why are there more and more people working in delivery and ride-hailing?
我们来看看另一个现象。
Let's look at another phenomenon.
在自媒体中出现了越来越多的北美博主。
There are more and more North American bloggers appearing in self-media.
这些博主有个共同的特点。
These bloggers have a common characteristic.
那就是他们都是在北美的科技公司工作的高学历的程序员和相关工作的人。
That is, they are all highly educated programmers and related professionals working in technology companies in North America.
这些来自美国和加拿大的华人博主都经历过被公司裁员。
These Chinese, American, and Canadian bloggers, all from the United States and Canada, have all experienced being laid off by their companies.
有的被裁员了三个月。
Some have been laid off for 3 months.
有的呢，被裁员已经超过一年了。
Some have been laid off for over a year.
他们在自媒体平台分享自己的人生经历。
They share their life experiences on self-media platforms,
生活感悟和对社会发展的见解。
Life insights and perspectives on social development.
这些人呢，有个共同的处境。
These people share a common situation.
就是他们都被 AI 所取代。
They are all replaced by AI.
而且很难再找到编程的工作岗位。
And it's very difficult to find programming jobs again.
他们面对房贷
They face mortgage payments.
车贷等金融杠杆的压力
Pressure from car loans and other financial leverage.
对未来也充满了焦虑
Anxious about the future.
好在呢，他们学历高，对一些事物的理解能力比较强。
Those with high education levels tend to have a stronger understanding of certain things.
加上身居海外的特殊生活经历
Due to their special living conditions abroad.
他们在国内的自媒体平台上再次就业还是有很多机会的
There are still many opportunities for them to find employment in domestic self-media platforms.
但是呢，我们也应该看到
However, we should also see that
像他们这群曾经在我们眼里属于优越群体
Like this group that used to be part of our privileged class
在面对 AI 对人类的取代浪潮中都充满焦虑
Feeling anxious in the face of the wave of AI replacing humans
内耗
Internal conflict
彷徨与危机
wandering and crisis,
甚至是狼狈的
even if it's embarrassing.
而且呢，他们在北美还享受一定的社会福利
Moreover, they also enjoy certain social benefits in North America.
还有一些积蓄
still have some savings.
面对人生的变故
in the face of life's changes,
同样是危机四伏
Same as a dangerous situation.
那想想我们在面对 AI 的时候
Think about it when we face AI.
又怎么可能不陷入焦虑呢
How could one not be anxious?
现在呢已经不是一个可以自欺欺人的时候了
Now it's not a time for self-deception anymore.
AI 呢是一个无法躲避的梦魇
AI is a nightmare that cannot be avoided.
发生在北美的事情
Things that happen in North America
它难道就不会发生在我们这儿吗
Will it not happen here too?
而且它正在发生外卖和网约车的从业规模
Moreover, the scale of employment in the delivery and ride-hailing industries is currently experiencing
从某种角度上来说
From a certain point of view
就是 AI 对人取代的结果。
This is the result of AI replacing humans.
很多人呢，就是因为 AI 而被裁员，才进入到了这些行业。
Many people entered these industries because they were laid off due to AI.
而且最近呢，又迎来新的一波 AI 焦虑。
And recently, there has been another wave of AI anxiety.
很多人还是提出疑问。
Many people still raise questions.
我们会不会失业？
We won't be unemployed.
会不会被 AI 取代
？Will AI replace us?
这种深沉的焦虑已经失去了意义。
This deep anxiety has lost its meaning.
因为失业是必然的。
Because unemployment is inevitable.
这个毫无疑问。
This is undoubtedly.
AI 取代人也是必然的。
AI will inevitably replace humans.
当然了。
Of course.
也有很多人说 AI 会创造更多的工作机会。
Many people also say that AI will create more job opportunities.
他们的理由是蒸汽机和发动机代替了马车。
Their reason is that steam engines and engines replaced horses.
纺织机呢代替了纺织作坊，科技的进步。
The textile machine replaced the technology of the workshop.
并没有取代人。
Not replaced by people.
而是有了更多的工作。
Instead, there are more jobs.
这个观点呢，我非常的不同意。
I strongly disagree with this point of view.
这里面存在偷换概念。
There is a misinterpretation here.
也有像马斯克的设想。
Also, like Musk's vision,
未来人类不用工作。
In the future, humans will not need to work.
可以不劳而获。
You can get something for nothing.
按需分配。
On-demand allocation.
科幻作家刘慈欣也做过这种设想。
Science fiction writer Liu Cixin has also made such a thought.
叫做赡养人类。
Called to care for humans.
其实呢，我也不太同意这种想法。
Actually, I don't agree with this idea either.
现在自媒体上很多人。
Many people in the self-media field now.
包括一些专家和 AI 的开发者。
Including some experts and AI developers.
在讲什么是 AI 最先最容易被取代的。
When talking about what is most easily replaced by AI.
什么是 AI 不能被取代的。
What AI cannot be replaced.
咱们呢不具体的去说了。
We won't go into specifics.
没有意义。
None of them make sense.
我个人的看法是没有什么不会被 AI 取代的。
My opinion is that there is nothing that AI cannot replace.
除非 AI 取代人的成本高于人本身，才是 AI 给人类留下的生存缝隙。
Unless the cost of AI replacing humans is higher than the cost of humans themselves, AI will only leave a survival gap for humans.
今天 AI 不能取代你。
Today, AI cannot replace you.
明天他也一定会取代你。
He will definitely replace you tomorrow.
因为人类的智慧进化已经远远落后于 AI 的迭代速度。
Because human intelligence has evolved far behind the iterative speed of AI.
马斯克在年初的一次三小时的访谈当中。
In an early interview with Musk, which lasted for 3 hours,
就已经说了很多颠覆性的事情。
I have already said many subversive things.
这也说明 AI 的发展传递出来的信息存在很多圈层壁垒。AI 发展的核心圈层的人和我们这些普通人对 AI 的认识存在很大很大的差距。
This also indicates that the information conveyed by the development of AI has many layers of barriers. There is a significant gap in understanding AI between the core people of AI development and ordinary people like us.
按照马斯克的访谈内容，给我的感觉是，其实 AI 大概率已经距离人的自由意志可能非常近了。
Based on Musk's interview, it seems that the practical AI is likely very close to human free will.
或者说已经出现了。
Or it has already appeared.
只是我们不知道而已。
We just don't know.
马斯克自己说的。
According to Musk,
他每周都会被震惊好几次。AI 的发展速度。
He is often shocked by the rapid development of AI every week.
让他震惊的怀疑人生。AI 的进化速度是指数级的增长速度。
The rapid evolution of AI, which is shocking, is exponential growth.
而且呢 ,AI 已经开始设计自己的芯片了。
Moreover, AI has already started designing its own chips.
他在进化自己的大脑。
He is evolving his brain.
人类需要几百万年才能进化出的智力水平。
Humans need millions of years to evolve the level of intelligence.
AI 只需要几个月的时间。
AI only needs a few months.
你说吓人不？
Are you scaring people?
马斯克说
Musk said
2028年
2028
他的机器人在外科手术上的综合水平就能超过世界顶尖的人类外科医生五年后便可以完全碾压所有顶尖级的外科医生能做到吗
Can his robot with its comprehensive surgical skills surpass the world's top human surgeons in 5 years and eventually completely overwhelm all top level surgeons?
我认为能，即便我不太相信这个时间节点能做到。
I don't think it's possible to achieve this within this time frame.
但是那也只是时间问题。
But that's just a matter of time.
AI 和机器人是可以被人类视为永生的存在。
AI and robots can be seen as immortal beings by humans.
它的各方面指标全面突破人类的肉体局限。
His various indicators have comprehensively surpassed the limitations of the human body.
人是会死的。
People die.
但 AI 和机器人不会。
But AI and robots won't.
所以呢，他们会大幅降低人类的成本。
So they will significantly reduce the cost of humans.
而且 AI 的学习能力又远超人类。
Moreover, AI's learning ability far surpasses that of humans.
举个例子来说
For example,
AI 拥有共享记忆。
AI has shared memory.
一个机器人医生做完一台手术。
A robot doctor finishes a surgery.
通过联网他所获得的经验和技术的积累。
Through the experience and skills it has gained through networking,
会迅速地教会全球所有的机器人医生。这种知识的传递是瞬间完成的。
It will quickly teach all robots worldwide this knowledge, and the transfer of this knowledge is completed instantaneously.
但人类需要很多年。
But humans need many years.
而且无法突破肉身局限。人死了。
And it cannot overcome the limitations of the physical body, so when a person dies,
他的知识就没有了。
His knowledge is gone.
所以呢，这就是为什么在名人的追悼会上必须说的一句悼词。
So that's why the farewell speech that must be said at a celebrity's funeral is always goodbye.
就是他的离去是我们的重大损失。
This is a major loss for us.
而 AI 是超越肉体，实现病毒式的复制。
And AI is the ability to achieve viral replication beyond the physical.
所以你说还能谈得上什么东西？
So you're saying there's nothing left to talk about.
不能被 AI 取代的吗？
Can't be replaced by AI.
就看他想不想取代，成本。
Whether he wants to replace the cost.
是不是比人类做这项工作还高的问题?
Is it a question of whether they can do the job better than humans?
很多人说不用怕 AI， AI 是新的机遇。
Many people say that it is a new opportunity not to be afraid of AI.
这种想法呢，我非常的不赞同。
I strongly disagree with this idea.
尽管他们用工业革命带来的人类繁荣来证明自己的想法。
Despite their use of the prosperity created by the Industrial Revolution to prove their ideas.
但这种类比是不符合现代社会的场景。
But this analogy is not applicable to the current social situation.
描述的，偷换了概念。
The concept is misrepresented.
工业革命创造的机器，纺织机。
The machines created during the Industrial Revolution, such as the power loom,
蒸汽机
steam engine,
发动机
engine,
虽然取代了传统手工业、马车等等
although it has replaced traditional handmade carts and other things,
但工业革命创造的就业机会是远超时代的巨大增量。
However, the employment opportunities created by the Industrial Revolution were a significant increase that far exceeded the times.
远远超过传统社会的工作机会。
Far exceeds the job opportunities in traditional society.
对，因为工业革命使人类进入了工业时代。
Because the Industrial Revolution ushered in the Industrial Age,
现代社会各种新生事物的发明创
the invention of various new things in modern society,
创造远超传统社会物质创造性
creating more than traditional society's material creation,
形成增量和工业时代的社会精细化分工。
Forming a fine division of labor in the incremental and industrial eras,
都创造了源源不断的就业机会。
They all created a continuous stream of job opportunities.
工业革命带来的是对传统社会的生产工具的取代。
The Industrial Revolution brought about the replacement of traditional society's production tools.
提高了效率。
Improved efficiency.
纺织作坊的人直接进入了纺织工厂。
The workers from the textile workshop directly entered the textile factory.
科技的发展并没有取代人。
Technology has not replaced people.
但现在的 AI 取代的却是人类本身。
But the AI that is replacing humans now are humans themselves.
而不是工具。
Not a tool.
所以呢，不同时代的科技取代的对象是不一样的。
So, the objects that different eras of technology replace are different.
现在的 AI 取代的就是人，哪还有给人创造的就业机会呢？
Does AI replace humans, and where are the job opportunities for humans to create?
那未来会不会像马斯克说的那样
？Will the future be like what Musk said?
人以后都不用工作了
？People will no longer need to work in the future.
会被养起来
？Will be raised.
按需分配呢
？On demand allocation.
我认为大概率是不会的。
I think it's unlikely.
就目前人类的心态，发展 AI 是为了什么呢
？What is the purpose of AI in the current development of human mentality?
那就是降低成本，增加效率。
That is to reduce costs and increase efficiency.
这也是资本的本质。
This is also the essence of capital.
所以从资本的角度来说。
From the perspective of capital,
发展 AI 代替人类
develop AI to replace humans.
它需要投入 AI 的成本
It requires the cost of AI.
我们再从另外一个角度来看
Let's look at this from another angle.
我们普通人如果实现不劳而获
If ordinary people can achieve effortless gain,
我们也需要购买 AI 来替我们工作
We also need to buy AI to work for us.
这样来看呢
，From this perspective，
普通人被 AI 取代
，Ordinary people are replaced by AI。
无论是站在谁的角度
，From any perspective，
结果都是一样的
，The results are the same。
但不一样的是什么呢
？But what's different？
那就是 AI 作为生产资料。
That is AI as a means of production。
它会被谁拥有的问题
？Who owns it？
因为占有生产资料的富人和普通人。
Because the rich and ordinary people who own the means of production，
他们的利益是有本质区别的。
Their interests are fundamentally different。
所以呢，马斯克所说的人在未来就不用工作了。
So, Musk said that people in the future won't have to work.
就不可能是普通人内心所想的人。
It cannot be someone ordinary people would think of.
从劳动中解脱出来的。
Released from labor.
按需分配的生活。是什么
?What is on-demand living?
咱们也不去揣测。
Let's not speculate.
但一定不是我们想象的那个样子。
But it definitely won't be the way we imagined.
我们再来看看这张图。
Let's take a look at this picture again.
这是前段时间公布的全球81亿人使用 AI 的状况。
This is the recent report on the global use of AI by 8.1 billion people.
灰色部分是没有用 AI 的人。
The gray part refers to people who do not use AI.
大约占全球的 80%。
Approximately 80% of the world.
绿色部分是已经在用 AI 聊天工具的人。
The green part represents people who are already using AI chat tools.
比如 ChatGPT。
For example, ChatGPT.
包括中国的一些 AI, 豆包 DeepSeek 等等。
Including some AI beanbags and DeepSeek from China, etc.
大约呢有十几亿人。
Approximately, there are about 10 billion people.
黄色是付费用户。
Yellow is for paid users.
约有几千万人。
Approximately several million people.
而红色是深度使用 AI 的人。
And red is for people who deeply use AI.
利用 AI 进行工作和融入生活的人。
People who use AI to work and integrate into their lives.
全球约有几百万人。
Approximately hundreds of millions of people worldwide.
中国大概有两到三百万左右。
There are approximately 2 to 3 million in China.
你会看到什么问题呢？
What problems do you see?
那就是帕雷托定律。
That's the Pareto principle.
也就是二八定律。
This is the 80/20 rule.
80% 的人还没有用 AI.
80% of people haven't used AI.
而 20% 用 AI 的人中，肯于付费的人也就更少了。
And among the 20% of people who use AI, even fewer are willing to pay for it.
这个统计图呢，其实也揭示出了 AI 的发展。
This chart also reveals the development of AI.
结果就是 AI 带来的成功比例更低了。
As a result, the success rate of AI is lower.
也就是说
，That is to say,
AI 将来主导的世界。精英阶层的人口比例更少。
The proportion of the elite population in the world dominated by AI will be smaller.
而变成了超级精英阶层。
And became a super elite class.
这个比例呢，也暗合了马斯克说的，未来 AI 将取代 95% 的人。
This ratio also hints at what Musk said about the future AI replacing 95% of people.
就目前这张图上显示的，全球仅 20% 的人使用 AI, 就已经让 AI 的算力难以支撑了。
Based on the current image, only 20% of the world's population uses AI, which is already a significant challenge for AI computing power.
现在能源出现很大的缺口。
Currently, there is a significant energy shortage.
芯片的生产交付都已经推到了2030年。
The chip production and delivery has already been launched in 2030.
所以我们应该知道 AI 是需要资源的。
Therefore, we should know that AI requires resources.
是需要能源的。
Needs energy.
是需要成本的。
It requires cost.
随着 AI 的大量应用，成本会攀升。
As the application of AI increases, the cost will also increase.
AI 的效率
AI efficiency
节省下来的生产成本也不太可能
The savings in production costs are unlikely to be significant.
如马斯克说的，可以无限接近于零。
As Musk said, it can be infinitely close to zero.
免费供养人类，这种成本消耗是巨大的。
Providing free sustenance to humans is a huge cost.
所以呢，这种设想的可信度我认为不高。
So I don't think this idea is credible.
针对现在有些人在说 AI 时代要培养老板思维，一人公司的逻辑。
Regarding some people's current discussion about cultivating boss-like thinking in a one-company logic in the AI era,
围绕自己为中心
centered around oneself,
建立起与 AI 融为一体的创业逻辑
establish a business logic that integrates AI,
摆脱打工人的思维
get rid of the mindset of a worker,
这些想法呢，我觉得都是正确的。
I think all these ideas are correct.
废话。
Nonsense.
一个打工的人是很难突破思维惯性。
It's hard for a working person to break free from their ingrained thinking patterns.
而华丽转身的，有没有能做到的呢
？And can it be turned into something beautiful?
有。
Yes.
但肯定不是普遍性和复制性。
But definitely not universality and reproducibility.
有些人的成功
Some people's success.
别人学不了
Others can't learn.
我们从刚才的图中也能了解到极少
We can only see very little from the picture above.
有人为 AI 付费
Some people pay for AI.
所以呢，我们也能够阅读出这样的信息。
So we can also read out such information.
就是普通人在 AI 上的付费就增加了他的生存成本。
This means that the cost of AI for ordinary people has increased their living expenses.
而 AI 大概率又不能给他创造价值。
And AI is also likely to be unable to create value for him.
所以呢 ,AI 对很多人来说是没有意义的。
So, for many people, AI is meaningless.
我们假设 AI 自由了。
We assume that AI is free.
但 80% 的人使用 AI 也是无法创造价值。
However, 80% of people using AI cannot create value.
而且还会消耗大量的资源。
In addition, it will also consume a lot of resources.
所以 AI 只对极少一部分人有意义。
Therefore, AI only has meaning for a very small number of people.
但 AI 在未来却剥夺了普通人的工作，人是需要工作的。
However, AI will deprive ordinary people of their jobs in the future.
我们抛开生存，人是需要用工作、用赚钱来获得价值感的。
We should abandon the idea that people only derive value from work and earning money.
一旦失去了价值感
，once lost，
人的意义也就不存在了。
The touching meaning disappears.
事实上
，in fact，
现在的科技已经脱离了人性的底线。
Modern technology has gone beyond the limits of human nature.
马斯克在三小时的访谈中就说了一句让人脊背发凉的话。
In a three-hour interview, Musk said something that made people shiver.
他说，人类可能只是 数字超级智能的生物引导程序。
He said that humans may be just biological programs guided by a superintelligent digital entity.
也就是说
That is to say,
人类只是通用人工智能的过渡性存在。
Humans are transitional beings for general artificial intelligence.
而非终极目的。
Not the ultimate goal.
人类只是硅基生命的导火索和药引子。
Humans are merely the spark and catalyst for the demise of the world.
那问题就来了。
That's when the problem came up.
人不是目的。
People are not the purpose.
只是工具。
Just a tool.
而人工智能一旦拥有自由意志。
Once artificial intelligence possesses free will,
它就拥有了道德主体的地位。
It then gained the status of a moral subject.
这样人工智能就和人没有区别了。
Then artificial intelligence is no different from humans.
所以也就失去了赡养。
Therefore, I lost the support.
95% 的人类的责任。
95% of human responsibility.
那会发生什么呢？
What will happen?
我这里没有答案。
I don't have the answer here.
尽管 AI 还没有真正大规模的爆发。
Although AI has not yet truly exploded.
但只是时间问题。
But it's just a matter of time.
AI 不是空中楼阁，更不是空泛的概念。
AI is not a lofty ideal or an abstract concept.
它已经在生活中实实在在地产生着影响。
It has already had a real impact on life.
现在是不是抄袭这个词
Now, the word plagiarism
已经很少被提及了
Rarely mentioned
不是抄袭消失了
Plagiarism is not gone
而是隐身了被更大的伦理问题掩盖了 AI 的出现
Instead, the emergence of AI has obscured the larger ethical issues.
让抄袭的定义模糊了。
The definition of plagiarism has been blurred.
甚至是版权有原罪。
Even copyright has its own original sin.
因为现阶段的 AI 就是站在人类的版权废墟上，它既不承担抄袭的责任，也消解了人的责任。但这本质上并不是把人的责任模糊了，而是否认了人类的创造力，使人的主体性走向瓦解。最终会重构人类整个的社会秩序。
Because the current AI is standing on people.